the imagery is really the thing that will stick with us the most after watching this. Which of the images stood out to you the most? Because I have a few, and I'm going to read and compare to the book. But you start.
Yeah, I already mentioned, I think, my main one, which is the guy holding his own skull.
That was one of mine. Bertrand de Born.
Yeah, which blows my mind. One of the others is the lustful people being blown out around in the wind.
That's also one of mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, we'd already talked about the head one, so I assumed that, but I didn't know that was one of yours. It's just so interesting that they basically have these cutout videos of people kind of like moving around, maybe like four or five repeated frames, and then pasting them in a circle. You did. It's one of the craziest effect frames I've ever seen.
Yeah, one of the reviews I read said that it was like a mobile like thing you'd hang over a baby's crib.
Yeah, exactly.
Of human forms. And I think that kind of captures it. This is from Canto 5. As starlings, when the evenings draw in, assemble in tremendous seething flocks, so are those dark souls gathered by the wind and hurtled to and fro in random flecks, devoid of hope of rest, or rest from pain, to which they are eternally transfixed.
How good is the fucking Divine Comedy, man?
Yeah, that's the second circle. Yeah, that's the second circle of hell. And that was the first moment in the film where I went, oh my God.
I know.
And there were a lot of those moments. So going back to this part of Canto, I'm so bad with Roman numerals, have been since primary school. This is 25, 6, 7, 8, 28. The severed head. I mean, this may be like the silent film trick. Like, the head separate from the body is so core to silence. It's also so core to puppetry, to so many of these more like primitive entertainment forms. But like, you just can't beat not having a head on the body.
I know. I mean, like you said,
grab you.
Some of the most classic like Méliès movies have this exact trick done. I think there's something, a lot of those that I see are more like, look at us, we took our head off, sort of joking, sort of comical. This one played so straight, and the face being so contorted in pain. That's one thing. Is everyone in this movie is naked. You see a lot of balls. You see a lot of testes.
The gender region is pretty obscured, actually, I think.
Usually. This one, but the guy holding the head is also like, he's like, hands and arms are contorted in a way of pain. And so it elicits a very different reaction from like the fun, magical silent film puppetry of like, oh, here's Méliès juggling his heads.
You're right. It definitely contrasts to the more like lighthearted nature of some of that.